Okay, and take a moment this morning to notice what kind of contact you're making with the floor. Notice how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your arms are resting along the floor, how your back is resting on the floor, how your pelvis is resting, and how your legs are lying along the floor. And now bring your awareness and attention up to the back of your head. And just notice what part of your head actually rests on the floor. And as you sense what part of the back of your head is resting on the floor, how does that affect the direction of your chin? So is your chin slightly tilted down towards your chest, or maybe is your chin tilted more away from your chest? And just begin to do a very small movement of starting to tilt your chin a little bit more down to your chest, and feel how that changes where the back of your head is resting. So keep your head in that position for a moment. Tilt your chin down. And just notice where the contact is now with the back of your head. And it probably doesn't feel that familiar to you. And now start to let the chin go back to where you started, your spot. I think it's very interesting how all of us have kind of this special spot that feels so comfortable for our head to rest on the floor. And now begin to take your chin away from your chest and notice how that changes the location where you make contact with the back of your head. And let that go. Now bring both of your hands up to come underneath your neck. So just find a really easy, soft way to have your fingertips rest underneath your neck. Your elbows can be folded or out to the side, whatever is most comfortable for you. And now just begin to do a movement of starting to tilt your chin a little bit down towards your chest and away. And just using your fingertips, sense what happens in the base of your neck, the back of your neck. And your fingers should be, we'll say, kind of in the middle of your neck. So there's like way up by the occiput, which is the top of the, you know, the skull. And then if you go way down the bottom of the neck towards the top of the shoulder area, that's, we'll say, the bottom. So just feel in the middle there what happens. And then as you go down a little bit below the middle, you will feel one vertebra, which is usually C6 or C7, that protrudes out more. And continue to do the movement of tilting your chin down towards your chest and then back. And just notice, is there any movement happening there at C6, C7? Or do you feel like all the movement is happening more up in the middle of your neck? And let that go and rest. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting. Lean on your hands somewhere next to you and have the soles of your feet together. And in this position, begin to start taking your chin down towards your chest and then taking your chin away from your chest, taking your head back. Please do the movement in a comfortable range for yourself. And as you're tilting your head forward and back, again, bring your awareness and attention onto what part of you, what part of your spine and your neck is moving. If you bring your awareness to the back of your head as you're doing the movement, does that change the way that the movement feels? Now take your awareness to your chin and notice how the movement now feels. As you do the movement a few more times, notice if anything is happening in your chest, your belly, your spine, your pelvis, or really do you just strictly feel the movement happening in your neck? And rest on your back. As you're resting there, check in again to notice what part of the back of your head is now resting on the floor. Bring yourself up to sitting in the same configuration. And continue this movement of taking your head forward and back. And really bring your awareness now onto your chest and your back. And as you're tilting your head forward and back, think about what is limiting you, or is anything limiting you? Where do you feel you're initiating the movement from? Your neck or your pelvis and your spine? Continue to do the movement, but bring your focus on to the direction of bringing your chin down and forward. And sense, do you allow your chest to soften? Softening being folding, but somehow there's some kind of movement in the sternum, in your clavicles. And then as you begin to lift your head and take it back, what do you feel in your chest, in your back, in your spine? Which of the two directions feels the most familiar to you? Is it easier for you to soften the chest or to open and expand the chest? Rest on your back. Now once again, bring your fingertips up underneath your neck as you did earlier, as you continue to rest on your back. And begin to tilt your chin a little bit down towards your chest and start to tilt the chin back away from you. So you're not really lifting, you're just tilting the head. And again, sense what's happening in that middle section of your neck. Those vertebrae, and then begin to creep your fingertips down to what we call C6 and C7 of the cervical spine, where it's a little bit harder. And as you continue to tilt your chin down towards your chest in a way, is there any movement now happening in those two vertebrae? And if not, could you just imagine that perhaps there could be movement there? and rest on your back. Now please roll over onto your stomach. Place your forehead on the floor and have your arms bent in like a push-up position along your side. And with your forehead resting on the floor, begin to gently start to lift your head away from the floor. The same idea as if you're taking your chin away from your chest. And again, just notice what happens in your neck. What happens in your spine? Where do you do the movement from? Again, is most of the movement coming from the mid part of your neck, or is anything starting to happen where you feel that C6, C7 area? That's it. Now, for those of you who have not lifted your elbows up into the air, go ahead and lift your elbows in the air as if you were in a push-up position. Make sure your hands are in a comfortable place to support you for weight bearing. And continue to start to lift your head away from the floor as if to start looking at the wall or room in front of you. That's it. And pause and rest on your stomach for a moment. And now this time, please bring yourself up onto your forearms. So you really lift your chest up into the air so that your elbows and the entire forearms are resting on the floor. Your palms are down. And in this position, very gently begin to start tilting your chin down towards your chest and then lifting your chin up away from your chest. Again, notice for yourself, where do you feel the movement being initiated from? What's happening in your neck, in between your shoulder blades and your spine? Notice when your belly actually presses more closely into the floor, and when does it start to pull slightly away? Now bring your attention onto the back of your head as you continue to do the movement and notice how that changes the movement. Think of the back of the head coming back towards the back side of yourself and then the back of your head coming forward. And rest on your back. Notice how you're resting on the floor now. Roll to your side and come up to sitting. And this time you're going to sit with your right leg long, but your left leg is bent up in front of you. Rest your left hand on your left thigh so your left knee is open out to the side. And you lean on your right hand behind you. That's it. And in this position, begin to very gently lower your chin down towards your chest, and then start to take your chin away from your chest, tilting your head back, thinking of tilting your head forward and back. Again, notice what kind of connection you're beginning to sense and feel with the direction of the movement of your head and what's happening in your chest and your spine. As you begin to lower your chin towards your chest, feel how the front side of you softens and becomes shorter. And as you tilt the head back, your front side becomes longer. Is there any place that you're feeling that perhaps is not participating in the movement? And just become aware of that spot. Pause for a moment so that you can change over your legs. Bend your right leg up now and lengthen your left leg. Again, the right knee is open to the side. Your right hand is resting on your right thigh and you're leaning on your left hand. And continue the same movement of tilting your chin down towards your chest and then tilting your head back. And think of the movement coming from the back of your head now. Think of the back of your head tilting forward, and then the back of your head tilting back. What would allow you to lower your head a little bit closer down towards your belly? And once again, roll down onto your back and rest. Sense what kind of contact you're now making with the floor. Sense what part of the back of your head is resting on the floor. Gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right, and just notice what it's like to roll your head to each side now. Really pay attention to the rolling coming along the back side of your head. Notice if it feels smoother to roll along one side, one back side, than the other. And then return your head back to the center and take another moment to rest. Now bring yourself up onto your forearms, leaning on your forearms, and you keep your legs long, straight out in front of you. Forearms being from the elbow to the palm. And continue this theme or this idea of taking the head back and bringing the head forward. And in this configuration, notice what happens with your chest, with your belly, with your spine. Does your chest lift up towards the ceiling as you take your head back? And then as you bring your head forward and you lower your chin into your chest, can the chest soften and round? See if it's possible to actually bring your fingertips now to touch the lower ribs. So as you continue to lean on your forearms, see if your fingers can just come along the lower ribs, which is where your waistline is. And as you continue to tilt your head back and forward, notice what happens with your lower ribs. Is there any movement there at all? So as you bring your head forward, the lower ribs, in fact, move backward, back further towards the floor behind the pelvis. And as you take your head back, those lower ribs come forward. And pause and rest for a moment on your back. One more time, bringing yourself up into that same configuration, leaning on your forearms, your legs long. And this time, as you continue to tilt your head forward and back, see if you can restrict the rest of yourself from participating. So just the movement is happening just in your neck. And what does that feel like? And then one or two times, add in the movement of the rest of yourself. Just really feel how that changes the movement. Does it feel any safer tilting your head back away from you when the whole self participates? And rest again on your back. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. Please fold your elbows so that they're directed towards the ceiling. And in this position, begin to gently lift your head, bring your chin closer to your chest, and just feel what it's like now to soften your chest as you lift your head. Can you again have this idea that as you lift your head and bring your chin forward, that the lower ribs begin to move backward, back away from the pelvis. How high can you now lift your head away from the floor? And can you sense that that movement doesn't come from strength in your arms, but from allowing the chest to be soft? The more that your chest can soften and fold, the easier it is for you to lift your head and your shoulder blades away from the floor. And rest again on your back. Now roll over to coming onto all fours, so you're on your hands and your knees. Make sure that your hands and knees are spread a comfortable distance apart. And in this position, letting your head first hang, begin to do the movement of lifting your head and lowering it back down. Sense what begins to happen in your back and your spine. So So as you lift your head up towards the ceiling, feel how your back actually arches, your belly hangs down towards the floor. And then as you lower your head down, looking down towards your chest, your back lifts up towards the ceiling, and your pelvis tucks under. Now see if you can do the movement a few times without the movement of your head. So you keep your head motionless, but continue the movement in your spine. Really sense how much mobility you have in your spine. In particular, notice, are you just moving the lower part of your spine, or can you sense and feel the area in between your shoulder blades moving? And now begin to allow your head to continue to move with your spine. Really think of the entire spine from your tail to the top of your head being connected. Again, notice if there's any places perhaps that aren't participating. And rest on your back. Now roll to your side and come up onto your knees. So you're actually standing on both of your knees. Have your hands along your waistline. And in this position, make sure that your knees are spread a comfortable distance apart, and you can open your eyes if you need to for balance. And continue, again, your hands are on your waistline, where your lower ribs are. Yes. And in this position, begin to start tilting the head down towards your chest and away. Again, notice what happens first in your neck and then what begins to happen in the rest of your spine. Sense when your belly and your pelvis want to push forward. And with your hands resting where the lower ribs are, is there any articulation of movement happening there? Notice what also happens with your chest and your elbows as you lower your head down towards your chest. How the elbows begin to come forward, and then the elbows open back as you lift your head away from your chest. That's it. And rest again on your back. Now continue to lie on your back, but bend your knees. Place your right hand underneath your head and your left hand underneath your left knee as you bring your left knee into your chest.
Left hand?
Yep, left hand is underneath the left knee. So it's under the knee, not below the knee, but underneath. That's right. And the right hand is underneath the head. And in this position, having your elbow directed towards the ceiling, begin to lift your head and fold yourself, directing your right elbow and your left knee towards each other. So you bring your left knee in towards your chest and you lift your head. Again, notice what needs to happen in your chest, in the sternum, in your clavicles. What part of your back begins to press closer into the floor as you fold yourself? Pause for a moment. Rest your left leg in standing and bring your right arm down along your side. And now bring your left hand to come underneath your head. Bring your right knee in towards your chest. Place the right hand underneath the right knee. And continue this idea of folding yourself, now bringing your left elbow and your right knee towards each other. Feeling how your chest can soften. That's nice. And rest again on your back. Roll to your side and come up to sitting with the soles of your feet together and leaning on both hands behind you. This is the position that we began with earlier. And in this position, begin to start lowering your head down towards your chest and then taking your head back. And just feel how the movement feels now. Sense how there's more of your whole self involved with the movement. Feel how your chest and your sternum can soften more now. Bring your attention to the back of your head and think of the back of your head doing the movement. Feel how the back of your head is connected to your whole spine, all the way down to your pelvis. That's it. And when you've done enough, you can rest on your back. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, bring your fingertips up to come underneath and make contact with the middle part of your neck. Again, you can allow your elbows to fold in front of you or be open, whatever is the most comfortable for you. And start to tilt your chin a little bit down towards your chest and away. Feel those middle cervical vertebrae moving. And then very slowly allow your fingertips to travel down to the sixth and the seventh vertebra, part of your neck. Again, it's where you feel the largest of the vertebra protruding. And as you continue to tilt the chin down towards your chest and away, can you now feel movement happening there? Can you feel that those two vertebra push back into your fingertips as you tilt your chin down into your chest? And as you begin to lift your chin away from your chest, how they come forward, they start to move away from your fingertips. And maybe you can even begin to feel the vertebra right below C7, the first thoracic. Include that in your touch and see if you can start to sense the same kind of movement happening there as you gently tilt your chin down towards your chest and away. And then let that go and rest. Bring your attention now onto the back of your head and just notice again what part of the back of your head is resting on the floor. Has it changed since the beginning of the lesson, or does it feel like it's in the same location? Very gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right, thinking of the back of your head rolling along the floor. Sense the quality and smoothness of the movement. Return your head back to the center. And begin to just notice how open and wide your chest is now. Sense your breathing. Sense the length of your spine. Sense the length of your legs and your arms. And just become aware of how your whole self is now resting on the floor. Gradually open your eyes. Begin to roll to one of your sides to bring yourself up to sitting and to standing. And once you come up to standing, just take a moment to look around the room and just observe how you actually look and see. Begin to look up a little bit towards the ceiling and look down. Just become aware of how you perceive the environment around you right now. And then go ahead and begin to walk around the room. Sense how you feel in walking. And as you're walking, just observe turning and looking at different things around the room and how that feels to you.